Welcome to Creating in Color, sharing the creative endeavors of people of color. I'm your host, KB, and today we're speaking with Sonali Datta, a surfacing artist for film and TV whose past projects include The Mandalorian. Oh, you know what? I don't even know how to pronounce this character. I think they're from Star Wars. Asuka?
Ahsoka?
Ahsoka?
Ahsoka. Yeah.
I know Star Wars. The Book of Boba Fett, Hawkeye, and Nimona. Nimona. Oh, Lord.
Nimona.
I could talk. I promise. I could talk. How are you today, Sonali?
I am doing great. I am so excited to be here. And yeah, I'm just really looking forward to our chat.
Wonderful. So happy that you're here. So First things first, what is a surfacing artist?
That is a good question. So surfacing artists are a type of 3D artist. You'll find us a lot in animation, VFX, visual effects, and games. So surfacing artists will create textures and materials for 3D objects to replicate real life surfaces. So we'll create things like colors and patterns and textures for things like 3D characters, environments, props, etc., to match photographic references or concept arts. So anything that you have in 3D, it needs a surface. So it gets touched by a surfacing artist.
Nice. Very, very nicely put. And how did you get started?
Yeah, so I've always been drawing and painting all my life, and I knew that I wanted to work in animation. So I went to school at the Savannah College of Art and Design. I got my BFA in visual effects. And right after graduating, I managed to land an internship at an animation studio called Blue Sky Studios in Greenwich, Connecticut. So I started there as a character intern working on Nimona. And I eventually transitioned to working full-time at Blue Sky as a materials artist. So I worked on Nimona and I worked on the Scrap Tales shorts on Disney Plus. But yeah, now I work as a look development artist at a visual effects studio called Image Engine in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So that's how I got here.
You're still kind of early career as far as it goes, but your career is like shooting off like in a wonderful way. So congratulations on your success so far.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been an exciting journey for sure.
Did you always know you wanted to get into 3D art, or did you have interest in other industries?
Yeah. So when I started at SCAD, like I knew I wanted to be an artist and work in animation. But there are so many different disciplines and different aspects of animation, and I didn't really know where I fit into it. So I tried a lot of different things. Like at first I thought maybe I want to be like a character designer. And then I discovered like other things like, oh, how about 2D animation or 3D animation? But I kind of realized that none of those things were really the right fit for me. So eventually I discovered lighting, 3D lighting, surfacing, and grooming. And I realized then that that was the type of work that I really enjoyed and the work that I was good at. So that's the route that I went. But it was a lot of like twists and turns to find like what was the right fit for me. But I had no idea that 3D art would be the thing for me. I totally thought like, oh, I love to draw, then I better draw as a career. But it turns out that actually, like, it's not like I wasted all my life drawing. All of the skills that I developed then, like, I use now as a 3D artist.
Wow, very nice. And it is interesting that you say that, too, because I feel like a lot of people who might be looking into joining animation in some regards that are artists don't even fully know or realize that there's so many jobs in 3D animation.
Absolutely.
The fact that you took the time to explore all of these different potential careers and then finding one that you fell in love with is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, for sure. This is what I went through, and I feel that many people go through this. They want to work in the animation industry and they don't realize that there are other jobs out there besides being an animator. at like be doing character animation. So I tried really hard to be an animator, but like my brain just didn't work that way. Even though like I wanted to work in animation, I thought that was the thing that I had to do. But it wasn't the thing that I was really passionate about. So when I discovered like lighting and surfacing, I was like, okay, wait, this is the thing for me. Like these jobs are out there and there's more to animation than just animating.
And what does your daily routine look like?
Yeah, so I wake up in the morning and I'll get ready to work. So I work on a hybrid schedule. I go into the office 2 days a week and I work from home 3 days a week. So either I'll commute into the office or I'll work from home with my cat. But yeah, I'll start work around 9 o'clock in the morning. I'll check any messages or emails I might have gotten and start working on my tasks, like a lot of characters and environments, making materials. I might have a few meetings throughout the day, such as like a meeting we call dailies, where supervisors will review some of our work. Or we might have some team meetings to share, like, what are we up to? What tasks are we working on? And if we're running into any issues. I take about a 1 hour lunch break in the afternoon and continue working on my assets. And then I'll wrap up around 6. But yeah, then after work, I like to relax. I hang out with my cat, and maybe like meet up with some friends or work on a personal project. So that's how a day in the life goes for me. A lot of hanging out with
Nice.
my cat.
You know what? Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm right there with you. And what are some specific roadblocks you try to watch out for?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think in general, in my experience, I believe that one of the biggest challenges that people face in the animation industry is trying to get your foot in the door and land your first job. Because entry level positions are not as common as you would hope, and competition for the limited junior level positions that are out there, the competition is really high. So definitely the biggest factor in being able to break into the industry is your portfolio and your demo reel. These days, artists need a really high quality portfolio in order to land their first job. So in my opinion, the best way to improve your skills is practice and make more personal projects. However, courses and mentorships will definitely be helpful in learning new skills. Growing the skills that you have and getting guidance from industry professionals. But ultimately, I think practicing your skills and creating new work, creating better work, always challenging yourself to create something better, that is what will take your portfolio to the next level. But yeah, definitely, I feel the hardest thing about the industry is getting into it. And then once you're in, it's easier to get your next job.
Very true, honestly. And I know you already started mentioning some different resources and support, but do you also have any recommended softwares or just skills that you would recommend for someone trying to break in?
Yeah, for sure. I'll start with the software. A few of the 3D software packages that are commonly used in the industry include Maya, Houdini, ZBrush for modeling and sculpting, and Mari and Substance Painter for texturing, or surfacing. So these programs, they are really expensive. And you need a lot of them, so the price definitely adds up. However, Blender is a really solid free alternative. And the skills that you would develop in Blender are totally transferable to the other programs. So all of these programs are really good to know. And you can also get like student licenses or indie licenses that are a lot cheaper than the commercial licenses. But if you don't have those kind of resources, you can definitely learn with Blender. And it's got a lot of flexibility to do a lot of different cool things. So that is the software. As far as resources go, my favorite resource is YouTube. I have found that it is possible to learn almost anything from YouTube without having to pay for anything, unless you don't want to see ads. But without a doubt, there are a lot of really solid paid tutorials out there, and that they are really great. But I think obtaining a degree from YouTube University will take you very far in life. It's all free, it's all out there. So as far as specific channels go, one of my favorite YouTube channels for 3D is Flipped Normals. But I've also found that many software companies like Adobe Substance 3D, SideFX, if you're trying to learn Houdini, they have really good YouTube channels. They make really solid tutorials, totally free on YouTube to make it really easy to learn their software. So that's how I've learned a lot of things is through YouTube. Another resource that I use all the time, and I mentioned this to all my mentees, is Pinterest. I use Pinterest for a lot of things, granted, but I find it especially useful for gathering reference and inspiration for my 3D projects. I cannot overstate the importance of having solid reference when you're creating 3D art. And personally, I just love searching for references for my characters. I want to work on different like concept art that I want to recreate, and I'll just take any excuse I can to scroll through Pinterest.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And as you mentioned, mentees. So I did hear that you are a mentor with Women in Animation through their mentorship program. Thank you so much for being a positive influence in the animation and visual effects industries. Do you mind going into why you decided to mentor?
Yeah, thank you. I would love to. Well, I guess there are a lot of reasons why I decided to start mentoring. Perhaps one of the most important ones is that I had a lot of help throughout my journey in animation, whether it was at school with like my professors and mentors in school, or in the industry, like different mentors that I had during my internship and different companies that I've worked at. And I couldn't have done it without them. So I would love to pay it forward and help others in their journey into the industry as well.
Oh my goodness. And do you find it's more important to have these types of programs and opportunity as a woman in the animation and visual effects industry?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because, like, women, non-binary, and trans people are so underrepresented in visual effects and animation industries. And I think that this is especially the case in many 3D departments, such as modeling, look development, lighting, etc. According to a study done by WEA, Women in Animation, more than 70% of animation students are women, yet only 34% of creative jobs are held by women in the animation industry. So WEA's goal is to reach 50-50 by 2025, coming up really soon. But I feel that like the way that I can help is I can help people who are looking to break in to the industry as 3D artists, because obviously there's this huge disconnect between students and the amount of women who are working in creative roles in the industry. So whatever I can do to help people like bridge the gap between school and their career, break into the industry, that's where I feel like I can really help.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. So, what was your upbringing like?
Yeah, it was very artistic. My parents were really super supportive of my artistic goals. And I did a lot of drawing and painting growing up. We had a lot of emphasis on doing well in school, taking advanced academic classes, which is really good for developing like a discipline, which will take you really far even in an artistic career. I also took a lot of art classes and lessons to push my skills to make better work. But yeah, as I mentioned earlier, like even though I don't do a lot of drawing and painting in my day-to-day job, like the principles and the artistic eye especially that I had to develop when I was doing traditional art, all of that just carries over to the work that I do in 3D. So definitely develop those foundations. They're really important.
Absolutely. And earlier you mentioned that you work on personal projects when, you're not hanging out with your cat after work.
Yes.
I would love to hear more about your personal projects and why you feel it's important to have personal projects to work on.
Yeah, so for me, like there's like a certain type of work that I do every day, which is like working on movies and that kind of stuff. But I always find that maybe there's something about what I'm doing that, or maybe there's something else that I could be doing that I would love to pursue. For example, I really love cute stuff. Like, my whole room is pink and I love cats and I love cute outfits. And I mean, I can't work on movies that are completely pink. It would be great. But maybe I just want to make something pink in my free time. So for me, I really like to use my personal projects to make the kind of art that I really enjoy and to make something that looks cute to me. But yeah, for like students especially, it's good to work on your school projects, but working on personal projects as well, you have hopefully an unlimited amount of time to do it. So you have an unlimited amount of detail and care that you can put into every project. And it's totally up to you what you choose to make. So you can make it as challenging or as easy as you want. And it's in challenging yourself to do something more complicated, that's when you really push your skills. And yeah, I like to have fun while doing it. So I'm going to make a girl with pink hair. Like, that's just what I want to do.
Love it. So what do you feel are the next steps in your journey?
That is a great question. So I would love to continue mentoring artists who are looking to break into the industry. And as I am with WIA's mentorship program, I guess in my career, I would love to eventually work in a leadership position, mostly so that I can help other people grow their skills and develop as artists in their careers. But yeah, as an artist, I just want to keep doing what I'm doing, like working on cool projects, making work that I love. And hopefully I'd love to make a cat someday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so now is the time for rapid questions. And I'm just going to ask you some questions and you just answer them as quickly as possible. Are you ready?
Okay, a lot of pressure.
Oh my goodness, it's fine. Everyone loves this part. So, favorite season?
Fall.
Your sweater honestly reminds me of fall, so of course.
it's fall season. I love it. My birthday's in the fall. The perfect weather. Fall's the best season.
Did your birthday already happen?
Yeah, it was in October.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. Dawn or dusk?
Dusk, because I don't like to wake up early.
True that. Places you most want to travel to?
Maybe Japan. I really like the food and I feel like it's going to be even better there.
Right. Yeah, seriously. What's your favorite number?
Oh my God. I never thought about it. Maybe 7.
Good answer. What's your cat's name?
Snowy.
Oh my God. Is it a white cat?
Yes. He's white and gray.
Precious. Oh goodness. tea or coffee?
Coffee, definitely.
How do you take your coffee?
At this point, I think it's more cream than coffee.
Okay.
I like my cream with the side of coffee.
I feel that. I feel that. Would you rather cuddle a baby panda or a baby penguin?
I feel like pandas would be like furrier, right?
Yeah.
But are they like a little bit vicious?
You know what? I can only think of videos of them falling out of trees and sneezing.
So, yeah, see, that's
I mean,
pretty cute.
Yeah. Pretty cute. But baby penguins are super fluffy. Like, you remember Happy Feet?
Oh, yeah. That was a good movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think I'm going to go with the panda because they look so funny falling out of trees.
Yeah. And, how long can you hold your breath for?
Not long. Yeah. Maybe 10 seconds max. I had to test it. Like, yeah. I don't think I could do it for very long. I like to breathe.
Yeah. That's Jordan Sparks all day. And give me a word that starts with the letter Y. and not a name. And not yellow.
Yeah, so the funny thing is that when you said like a word that starts with Y, the first thing that came into my head was why, like WHY, and I was like, why? No. The next one was yes.
Too easy, too easy. Give me another one.
That's
Give me another
too
one.
easy. Oh God, it can't be yellow either. So you? Oh my
Me?
God, I forgot all the
That's fine. I saw the concentration in your face.
words.
It's
Oh my God, I'm on the spot. I don't know any words anymore.
That's all good. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. It's been a pleasure. Do you have any social media you would like to share with us?
Yeah, for sure. Feel free to check out my Instagram at Sonali CG. That's one word. And if you'd like, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. It's just my name, Sonali Dutta. I'm sure you'll be able to find me eventually if you scroll through enough of them. So
It will also be linked in your episode as well.
perfect. That makes it way easier.
And thank you, the listener, for tuning in. If you're interested in supporting Creating in Color, please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and tell your friends and family about us. If you're interested in following me, you can find me on Instagram and YouTube at Maybe It's KB. Thanks to Namekaze for creating the ending theme. You can find more of his music on his SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Namekaze. That's Nami Kaze. If you're interested in supporting Creating in Color financially, consider a one-time or monthly donation through our PayPal or Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/creatingincolor, or purchasing Creating in Color merch on Star Rain Studio. Links available via our Linktree. Before we wrap up, do you have any departing words of wisdom for everyone listening?
Good one. I guess I'll say I feel that we are in a difficult time in the film industry. Given the recent strikes, it's tough to find new jobs and even tougher to find your first job, especially in challenging times like these. So if you're going through this, know that you're not alone. The rejections can be really difficult, but the phrase that's really stuck with me through all of these years is you only need one yes. You could get 1,000 rejections, but as long as you get that one yes, you're good. Keep working and keep improving until you get that yes. That's all I have to say.
Well said. Absolutely well said.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. This has been Creating in Color. Keep striving, keep trying, keep creating. Bye.
Yay!